You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel, podcast is available, or visit our website at www.talktainmentradio.com. Happy belated Veterans Day. So, the title for today's show is What's New with Royal Caribbean, with calling guest Chris Donatelli. She is the business development manager from Royal Caribbean. So, happy Veterans Day. Today, again, we have a special call-in guest and Chris Donatelli, BDM, business development manager for Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. And Chris will join us in the second half of the show. But my did you know is, what did we learn from the 1918 flu? In the deadly fall wave of the 1918 flu pandemic, millions of people were doomed because they didn't know what we know today about how viruses and respiratory illness spread. We might face a similar fate if some people continue to ignore what a century of scientific progress and hindsight has taught us about ending pandemics. Briefly, the 1980 pandemic transpired in three waves, from the spring of 1918 to the winter of 1919, ultimately killing 50 million to 100 million people globally. The first wave in the spring of 1918 was relatively mild. A majority of the 1918 flu deaths occurred in the fall of 1918. The second and worst wave of the 1918 flu. Health experts expect COVID-19 infections to increase this winter because the virus that causes COVID-19 is a coronavirus, and other coronaviruses spread more during winter. In wintry, less humid air, virus carries particles that can linger in the air longer. Additionally, our nasal membranes are drier and more vulnerable to infections in the winter. And as the winter gets colder, we spend more time indoors without sufficient ventilation, which means the virus has a higher likelihood of spreading. COVID-19 hasn't claimed as many lives yet as did the flu pandemic of 1918. Basically, around 675,000 people died in the U.S. by the end of the 1918 pandemic. Today, that would be around 3 million people in the U.S. The good news is that we haven't seen those numbers. Of course, the numbers are really quite appalling. And the story that we're talking about, the COVID-19, isn't over yet. There are several possibilities why the 1918 second wave was so horrible, including a virus that was possibly mutated, and it took on the patterns of human movement and behavior at that time. In 1918, the flu patients, pneumonia often quickly developed and killed people by the second day. Efforts for the First World War has taken over. So rampant spread was facilitated by truth movements and crowded military camps, where military personnel traveled, so did the virus, resulting in influenza and pneumonia, sickening 20 to 40% of the U.S. Army and Navy personnel in the fall. This virus of 1918 killed more American soldiers and sailors during the war than did any enemy weapons. Flu deaths peaked in November 1918, which was possibly the deadliest month of the pandemic. A Philadelphia parade held on Armistice Day on November 11th gave thousands of attendees the flu. The 1918 flu ripped at the fabric of society. Roughly half of the deaths were among young people ages 20 to 40, in contrast to the current pandemic, with older adults more likely to experience serious illness and deaths from COVID-19. Many events, schools, and public spaces were canceled and closed. The ghost of fear walked everywhere, causing many a family circle to reunite because of the different members having nothing else to do but stay home. So during 1918, everybody had to stay home. Everybody had to stay in place because this flu was just horrible. Authorities imposed a mask wearing and anti-spitting laws. The world lost generations of young people. Now let's forward to today. Let's forward to right now. Microbiologists can now isolate, identify, and describe the structure of viruses. We have coronavirus tests, but the problem is the test takes too long to process. When you start having something like the coronavirus where the symptom can mimic those of the flu, high fever, chills, you can overwhelm the testing system really easily if the flu season really gets underway. So thankfully, we're not in a global war or civil war at this time. Yet, hindsight and years of scientific progress has taught us how respiratory illnesses spread by encounters with respiratory droplets facilitated by close contact and insufficient hygiene. However, to be effective, these scientific and medical advantages require public compliance. So again, we're talking about what happened in 1918 and how they're using what happened in 1918 to tell us what to do during the COVID-19 now. And though the COVID-19 cases are increasing and could spike this winter, there are things we can do to stem the spread. First of all, we just go back to physical distancing, avoiding gatherings and unnecessary travel, hand washing, and mask wearing are still important. Stocking up on groceries, medical, and emergency preparation items in a responsible manner that's considerate of others can help limit trips to stores, thus decreasing the chances of spread. In 1918, there wasn't an approved or regulated vaccine. This time around, with the coronavirus, with Operation Warp Speed and other programs that are testing vaccines to be able to inoculate the public potentially by the spring of 2021. What's also still of utmost value is heeding the updates and guidance of your local public health authorities and the scientific knowledge of researchers and organizations like the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization. If all the social distancing and masks are effective against the coronavirus, if we're lucky, they may be effective against the flu also. So we hope that people get their flu vaccines. Not that they're 100% effective, but they're certainly better than nothing at all. So we're encouraging people to get the flu vaccine, and they've used the history of what happened in 1918 to try and stem the tide of the coronavirus today. So you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for our special calling guest, Chris Donatelli, BDM for Royal Caribbean Cruise, and she's going to tell us everything that's new with Royal Caribbean. So, this just in my last show, I talked about the Center for Disease Control may not let the sale order expire. Well, on October and Friday, October 31st, cruise lines, cruising fans, and the entire industry cheered when the Centers for Disease Control announced it would let the no-sale order expire in exchange for a conditional phase return. But hold on, wait a minute. Let's read the fine print in that. So before the champagne bottles can be popped, cruise lines will have to jump through a series of hoops to meet the CDC requirements before returning to sea. According to the CDC conditional sailing order, cruise lines will need to pass through four phases before being able to resume passenger operations. Both onshore and on board, they must conduct assimilation cruises with volunteer passengers to prove the cruise line's ability to reduce the risk of the COVID-19 transmission on board. And they must complete a certification process and start operating passenger cruises again with numerous stipulations in place. When the cruise line has those in place, they will be able to sail with passengers on board under the following circumstances. Cruise lines must inform all prospective passengers of the risk of cruising during COVID-19. Cruise lines must be limited to no more than 7 days. And cruise lines must test all crew and passengers for COVID-19 on the day of embarkment and on the day of disembarkment. And results procured before either the crew or the passenger can board or depart the cruise. Any crew or passenger who reports symptoms must be immediately provided with a rapid result COVID-19 test. Close contact of those with symptoms must be tested as well. And cruise lines must report all test results to the CDC. Face masks and social distancing must be mandated on ships and on shore excursions. The wearing of masks by all passengers and crew on board and doing excursions whenever physical distancing cannot be maintained is mandatory, as is physical distancing in terminals, on board ships, on private islands, and doing shore excursions. So before the cruise lines can start cruising again, they have to go through all these hoops to meet the requirements of being able to cruise again. Another stipulation is air management and ventilation strategies that increase fresh air on board and, where feasible, using enhanced filters and other technologies to mitigate transmission risks are required. Each ship must have a risk-based response plan tailored for each ship to manage medical needs. Dedicated cabin capacity allocated for isolation and other medical procedures, and advanced arrangements with private providers for shoreside quarantine, medical facilities, and transportation. And for shore excursions would only be allowed based on the cruise operator's prescribed protocols. And strict adherence will be required by all passengers. Passengers will be denied reboarding if they don't comply. So MSC Cruises is already cruising overseas. And for people to go ashore, they can only go ashore on MSC Cruises excursions. And if people veer away from that excursion or that group, they are not allowed back on the ship again. So it's important that, you know, once we get back to sailing again, that you follow these restrictions. Because of the requirements, many cruise lines has paused sailing for the remainder of this year, and Princess Cruise Lines have temporarily stopped sailing all cruises 8 days or longer, which call upon a U.S. port and depart January 1st through November 1st, 2021. So one of the stipulations for this is that they have to be short cruises. And in a conference call yesterday with Royal Caribbean, they talked about doing short cruises and only cruises to their private island, Coco Cay. And Chris Donatelli will get into their private island in the second half of the show. So right now, cruise lines are gearing up to try and put together this plan so they can be approved to cruise again. One of the things that has popped up is test cruises. And my question is, would you be a guinea pig for a test cruise? Right now, cruise lines are not looking for people to be a guinea pig. They're going to use their staff and their employees as guinea pigs. But just so you know already, diehard cruisers are already lining up. Their hands are in the air. They're ready to act as guinea pigs of sorts on test cruises required by the CDC. Before cruising can resume with paying customers. So how do we get on the various cruise lines list for provisional travelers? There are people chopping at the bits to get back to cruising any way possible. Many cruise lines have announced that test cruising could start as soon as next month. The first cruises will be short sailings to the company's private islands, with employees and some volunteers. Who those volunteers would be is uncertain at this time. Since cruises worry at all about going on should cruises be worried at all about going on a COVID-19 test cruise? One cruiser stated, "Not in the slightest." They believe cruises were singled out by the CDC because they had a long-standing dislike due to the prevalence of the norovirus on cruises. And this person truly believes that those first cruises would be the safest in history. They also believe it is necessary for the public to see that cruises are safe. Unfortunately, until the cruises actually start cruising, they are all hesitant to put their money. We're talking about customers. Unfortunately, until the cruises actually start cruising, customers are all hesitant to put their money out for a future cruise, as sometimes the deposit and monies paid are not refundable. So the CDC has let the no sale order expire, but in its place, it has a conditional phase return. And the cruise lines have to meet all these demands before they can cruise. So we may not be looking at cruising again until the second half of 2021. Because the cruise lines have to figure out how to meet all these demands. So, I want to talk about traveling in 2021 since we've talked about 2021. Traveling in 2021, you need to pack a plan B to deal with lockdowns at your destinations. So if you're traveling in 2021, you need to have a backup plan. Simply put, you need to have a backup plan so you can still enjoy your vacation. If you're planning to travel somewhere soon, here's a little advice. Don't listen to the advice. It's dated and may be dangerous. The rules for travel in 2021 has changed. Ignore the talking heads. You don't need travel tips for next year. You need a survival guide. Anything can happen when you're traveling, anything. But anything doesn't have to happen to you if you take a few precautions and plan ahead. You can avoid most problems. You'll need the right insurance and a backup plan, and you have to book with the right company. So, how do you travel in 2021? Here's a travel survival guide for the next year. The first tip is be careful. Do research to make educational decisions. The world is not off limits, and local economies need your support more than ever. But it's crucial to be responsible and educate yourself on all guidelines, restrictions, and health precautions required along the way. In other words, 2021 won't be the year for a spur of the moment trip, not with the pandemic still with us. The second tip is to plan ahead. This is key. This is key. You're jamming 2 years worth of travel into 6 to 9 months. Assuming things start picking up in the second quarter of next year, during peak times, flights will be full, hotels fully booked, car rental companies sold out of vehicles, and if you don't have a plan, you'll be stuck with another staycation. Know how COVID-19 affected your destination. If you think the coronavirus did a number on you, then you should check your destination. The thing most people are probably not thinking about is how badly the shutdown have hurt the economies of the places that depend on tourism. It's had an impact on crime in a lot of destinations. And if you're not sure about the places you're visiting, It's Your Time to Travel recommends that the latest travel advisories from the U.S. Department of State, which contains detailed information about potential dangers in other countries. Official tourism sites are also good resources since they usually list current travel restrictions for those destinations. You know, whenever I'm traveling overseas or have clients traveling overseas, we always look to the U.S. Department of State to get the latest information on what's going on in that destination. I've always done that. And going into 2021, it would be important to do that more than ever. The other thing that they recommend is that you get travel insurance and that you read the fine print on your travel insurance. Most American travelers don't know that their medical insurance won't work overseas unless they make special arrangements. Most U.S. health insurance companies will not provide coverage outside of the country, which can leave a traveler with a hefty bill in the event of a medical emergency. And if you're out of the country and you have a medical emergency, those places want cash. It's Your Time to Travel recommends looking for coverage that treats COVID-19 like any other sickness and does not exclude the pandemic. It's Your Time to Travel. Tire Surgeon Travel uses travel safe insurance, which has cancel for any reason insurance. And we've been very successful in using that insurance company. Expect more lockdowns. Do you have a plan in case you get stuck somewhere? Your travel survival guide for 2021 should include, it should include one. Travelers should consider trips that can be planned around staying with friends and family with the option to then lock down in hotels later. It's your time to travel. Suggest you sign up for hotels and airlines newsletters so you can find the best rate for lodging and transportation if there's another pandemic lockdown. So in February of 2021, I'm planning to go to Miami for an event going on there. And I've already put together an escape plan in case everything breaks down in Miami. So I've put together an escape plan of renting a car, driving to Atlanta, spending the night in Atlanta with relatives, and then finding my way back home. Expect more lockdowns. We've covered that. Know when to go and when to stay. If there's a vaccine next year, it would not be an instant cure. Some parts of the world will recover faster than others. When planning to travel, it's best to visit areas with a low COVID-19 activity. This will make it less likely you'll infect someone or become infected yourself. So how do you find out if a place is safe? You start with the State Department and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention travel advisories. And if there's a travel ban, that's a good sign that you should wait. And you need to have a backup plan. Before the pandemic, lots of travelers took a vacation without plan B. In 2021, you can't do that. You have to have a backup plan. And that includes a checklist of what to do if you run into trouble, from emergency contacts to direct numbers for your travel insurance company. And if your destination shuts down, know what you'll do to salvage the vacation. Surviving 2021 will require not just new skills, but the right frame of mind as well. Hit the road with a 2019 attitude, and you might regret it. Traveling in the near future will require flexibility as we continue to navigate this pandemic. So you need to pack your patience. The best to travel in 2021, the best airlines and hotels are the ones with flexible policies. Make sure you have an easy out with anything you book. Situations and conditions are changing rapidly. For example, carriers like Southwest Airlines have a well-deserved reputation for being transparent and free of erroneous fees during emergencies. The best travel insurance, cancel for any reason. So when you buy travel insurance, you need to make sure you get canceled for any reason. You can cancel your trip for any reason. You'll be reimbursed for up to 75% of your non-refundable trip costs if cancellation occurs. Cancel for any reason is a little pricier. It's between 10 and 12% of the current cost of your trip, about twice as expensive as regular insurance. But if you have to cancel because of another outbreak, it's worth it. You'll get your money back. And sometime in a future broadcast, I will have Travel Safe Insurance call in and talk to us about cancel for any reason insurance. Listeners, you can join the conversation at 614-914-5001. Look up in the sky. It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
La Glory's Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul Food Specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGloriesCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's La Glory's Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
Now we back from paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention, Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times like all times are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33. With not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice.
The gold I gave her both numbers.
TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold.
Well, you got the commercial going on now.
Button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Chris, can you hear me? Look up in the sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyatt from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Happy belated Veterans Day. Today we have a special calling guest, Chris Donatelli, Business Development Manager for Royal Caribbean, and she's going to tell us everything that's new with Royal Caribbean. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. How are you, Ricky?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
So what's new and exciting with Royal Caribbean?
Thanks so much for asking. I appreciate it. Obviously, it's a little bit of unusual times going on right now, and I appreciate you kind of addressing the CDC no-sale order, and we're ramping up. We've put together a healthy sale panel who has compiled over 60-some pages of protocol, but we're out there to prove that it's going to be safer to be on our ships than in your own neighborhood, so stay tuned for more on that. But thank you again for really giving me the opportunity tonight to talk about what's new with our brand. And I'll start first with the Odyssey of the Seas, because this is going to be the 27th ship in our fleet starting in April. We're super excited. This is actually part of the Quantum class, but this ship's going to be a little bit different, as it's called the Quantum Ultra class. And what we've done is we've really taken all of the best that worked on all of the class of ships that we have and put them on one. So we're very excited, as I mentioned. The ship's going to start out sailing from Rome and doing the Mediterranean in April. And then in November, she will reposition back to Fort Lauderdale, sailing the Caribbean. So, you know, a few of the things that you can expect on this ship include SkyPad. It is a bungee jumping trampoline experience. You can wear a headset if you want, so you can have a real unique, time frame when you're going through it, whether you want to see space or scenery or whatever you want. We also have the Ripcord by iFly, and this is allowing our guests to actually do a simulated skydiving experience. And this actually overlooks the Flowrider, which is our surf simulator. We have this on several ships, and there's actually 30,000 gallons of water that rush through here every minute. So again, lots of great activities. A few more just to mention include North Star, and this is an extendable arm. It actually has a 360-degree view from about 300 feet above the sea level. So it's a really unique experience. And then, before I stop talking about the experiences on board, I can't not talk about Seaplex. Seaplex is actually the largest indoor complex at sea. We have bumper cars that are available if you want to do circus training, or we have roller skating. So this is, again, so many options as far as activities, and I've just touched on a few of them, but just to remind you, these are all complimentary. So again, lots to do on board.
So the Odyssey of the Sea will sail from Fort Lauderdale in November?
Yes, it will.
Okay, and I'm kind of excited about the Ripcord.
It is pretty awesome. I've done it myself, and it really does give you that whole simulated skydiving experience. And again, all these are completely complimentary.
Wow. I'm very excited about that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm excited to have you see it, too. We really want our travel partners to be able to check out our ships so they can go back in and talk to all your valued guests about some of these unique options on board. And, you know, we've got lots of entertainment options. That's one of the things Royal Caribbean's really known for. So you'll find some, not just headliner shows, but Broadway shows, the actual Broadway show. So if you were to see it here, perhaps in Columbus, Ohio, or on Broadway in New York City, you'd pay $150 a ticket, but they're all going to be complimentary on board the Odyssey. So very, very cool.
So any new dishes that would be available on the Odyssey of the Seas?
You know, we have several different restaurant options. Of course, we've got a lot of complimentary choices in our regular special, in our regular dining rooms and throughout the ship. But we did add a new restaurant. It's called Teppanyaki. And this is going to be Japanese food that's cooked right at your table.
Wow.
We're also going to have, yeah, I know, very cool, Giovanni's, which is a pasta and wine bar. Of course, our signature steakhouse is called Chops. And then one of my faves, and I've eaten this at this location on a few other ships, it's called El Loco Fresh, and it is by the pool, so it's nice if you're enjoying some time by the pool and you don't want to have to go in.
Uh-huh.
You can make your own burritos or carnitas or tacos or whatever your interests are as far as Mexican goes.
Okay. Sounds exciting. As soon as that becomes available, I will book some space for a group and bring some people out.
We would love that, Ricky. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. So you want to talk about Perfect Day at Coco Cay?
I would absolutely love to. Perfect Day Coco Cay truly is the perfect day. And hopefully you've seen our commercials. We'd love to have you experience it as well, because, again, there's no better way for you to talk to your guests about it than by checking out some of these great destinations. So we launched Perfect Day Coco Cay almost 2 years ago. Well, actually a year and a half, excuse me, back in May of 19. And we launched some firsts that you've never seen before that include our Thrill Water Park with the tallest water slide in North America. We also have the first ever cabanas over water in the Bahamas. And that is part of our beach day over, so if you can have either thrill or you can have chill, and this is definitely part of the chill. We also have the largest freshwater pool in the Caribbean. So again, a lot of firsts for us, but guests say the best thing about it is there's something truly for everybody. If you want to do any of these activities, or if you really just want to take the day in, we have a pier allowing you to kind of come and go from the ship at your leisure. Lots of different food options, a wide variety of entertainment options as well. So it is definitely a destination you wouldn't want to miss.
So, Perfect Day at Coco Cay is a private island that is just for Royal Caribbean, correct?
That is 100%, yes. We actually have two of our own private island experiences for our guests. And normally they'll get off and say, you know what, that was my absolute favorite day, because to feel like you're getting your own private island with all the guests that are on board the ship with you, it really can create some unique experiences.
Wow. So, there's the thrill. There's the water park.
Yes.
That would be one zone.
It is. It's part of the thrill side. So on the thrill side, we okay. not only have the tallest water slide in North America, but we have 13 water slides in all.
Wow.
We also have a wave pool and an adventure pool, and it is just truly spectacular. If you're all about thrill, we've got it. And if you've got kids, we've got great areas for them, including Splashaway Bay and Captain Joe's Galleon. We just have, again, something for all ages, and regardless of what your interests are, you're going to find it here.
Okay. Coco Beach Club.
Coco Beach Club. We did just open up Coco Beach Club, and this was this happened unfortunately in February, and then of course in March we suspended our sailings, so there were very few guests who really got to take advantage of it. But it is offering our guests a more exclusive experience. So they're going to have their own restaurant with surf and turf at their buffet. They will have their own infinity pool. They have their own private beach. And that's where the floating cabanas are. So not only do we have regular cabanas on water, we have the only floating cabanas, 20 in all, available for our guests that will accommodate 8. There's a water slide that's off the cabanas. There's a little wet bar. There's a hammock in the water. It really is pretty spectacular.
Sounds amazing. And I look forward to experiencing the Coco Beach Club.
Absolutely.
It sounds tremendous, especially the floating cabanas. Man,
yes.
Those look totally amazing.
Oh, they really are. And again, the only ones in the Bahamas. So pretty spectacular.
Okay. Up and away?
Up and away, I did it myself. I'm not a huge fan of heights, but I just felt the need to get up there. So this will actually take you over 450 feet above the island itself for spectacular bird's eye views. It really is something you can walk all the way around, so you can really not only see the island, but you can see other islands that are also around it, bird's eye views of the ship as well. It's about a 20-minute experience.
Wow. So any other places that you want to talk about Coco Cay?
You know, it's just an area where I always recommend that you kind of check it all out first. You know, Okay. Don't just find yourself somewhere. Walk around. Have an idea of what your interests are. And we do have cabanas throughout. If you're all about the beach. It's the Bahamas has some of the most beautiful water in the world, and we have areas where you can literally walk out for a quarter mile before you even get waist deep. And then there's great diving and different excursions you can do there. So if you are into, if you're into the slow riders, excuse me, I'm calling them slow riders, but they're actually jet skis. And you know, we have a lot of different activities. So depending on your interests, again, something for everybody.
And the tip for that is that you should get the Wi-Fi package and the beverage package. You should get that on the ship.
Thank you so much for bringing that up. Absolutely, because if you do our beverage package and our Wi-Fi package, you're going to be able to take advantage of those benefits when you're on our private islands as well.
Great, great, great. So on the line, we have Chris Donatelli, Business Development Manager from Royal Caribbean, and she's talking about everything that's new that's going on with Royal Caribbean. And the one I'm waiting to talk about is Alaska.
We're Alaska is probably one of the most popular destinations, and obviously seasonal. And unfortunately, we missed it this past year. So we cannot wait to get back. And we've even opened up Alaska, not just for 21, but you can book Alaska for 22 now.
Yeah, and I actually tried doing that last night, and I ran into some problems. So I'll go back again and try booking 2022 again.
Please do, and let me know. I'm here to help you. You know that.
Okay, so, yeah.
Now we have four ships that will be sailing Alaska in 21 and then again in 22. And what's amazing about it, we put some of our best hardware there, so the Ovation of the Seas, which is sister to Quantum, as well as Odyssey, and the Quantum of the Seas will be there. So these are ships that are going to sail either from Vancouver or Seattle, and they'll sail what we call a round trip. So they'll visit a lot of great ports like Juneau and Skagway and Ketchikan, and then they'll circle and go back. On some of our smaller ships, we offer what is called a northbound or southbound. So you have the opportunity to start at one end and literally go up the coast or down the coast and experience some really amazing stops along the way. But the best part is you can actually add land onto it, because the biggest thing that they say about Alaska is if you're cruising it, you're really just hitting the tip of the iceberg.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know that Royal Caribbean has some fantastic cruise tours.
We do. We're excited to have a wide variety of cruise tours that'll take you anywhere from Anchorage to Talkeetna, one of my favorite stops. Of course, Denali, I think, is a highlight for everybody because, of course, you see so much when you're near Mount McKinley. Excuse me, Mount Denali. They changed that name a couple years ago. I still can't get used to it. But we also call on Alyeska as well as Fairbanks. So, and we have our own train cars, so you can do part of it in a motor coach, part of it on a train car. But you see, again, so much more of Alaska, so much more of the wildlife and the scenery than you can really just take in on a 7-night cruise.
And Royal Caribbean has the two largest cruise ships in Alaska, correct?
We do, yes. And again, they're some of our newer ships as well. So the Quantum of the Seas, as well as the Ovation of the Seas, will be sailing there. So they are all part of that Quantum class. And I was just talking about the Odyssey and the Quantum Ultra class that the Odyssey is. So while you'll see a lot of similarities, there's a few more bells and whistles on the Odyssey.
Sounds exciting, Chris. I can't wait to get back to cruising again.
I know. We feel the exact same way. And, you know, one of the things I hear more than anything is that people are just really ready to have something to look forward to.
Correct.
You know, we know that we're going to be dealing with this for a little while now, that's obvious, but to just have something kind of planned and in the pipeline,
mm-hmm.
Really make it all worthwhile.
Yeah, and I really look forward to doing Alaska as a group in 2022, but I'm going to try and sneak out. I saw someplace that there's a three-day Alaska cruise in 2021.
You know, we've got a couple of shorter ones that are available now. You're not going to catch a whole lot on a three-night,
uh-huh.
but we definitely have some options for you. So if you just want to kind of get up there. But yeah, I think one of the things I hear most from everybody is they say it's my bucket list trip. And those are the same people that go again and again and again, because they say it doesn't matter if you've been there one time or 20 times, it's always going to be different.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's what I'm looking to do. I just have to put my calendar together for 2021 and definitely due to cruise May 13th in 2022. I have some problems processing that last night. But I want to announce that just so people know that next Wednesday, correct? We're like you're doing a webinar. And we want people to join us for that webinar. All that information is on my website at www.tyustours.com. And we'll put it on Facebook. It should already be on Facebook, but we'll put it on Facebook again. But we have a webinar next Wednesday.
You know, Ricky, I'm just looking at my calendar. I want to clarify. I think I'm going to double check this. Do we have it on the 17th?
The 17th, correct. Okay, that's a Tuesday. Okay. So it's next Tuesday. And what time is that again, Chris?
Boy, I'm going to pull my calendar up here. I feel like we did it from, did we say 7:30? Yep, 7:30 to 8:30.
Okay. Yeah, so we have a live webinar, and Chris will go over in detail a lot of things that's new with Royal Caribbean, and she'll go into more detail. And that webinar lasts about an hour, and you can sign up now for the webinar.
Wonderful. Yeah, no, I'm excited because, you know, while I love to talk about Royal Caribbean, I love to be able to show some visuals because, you know, I can't do it justice. So I appreciate you giving me the time to do this with you, Ricky.
And that is fantastic, Chris. And look forward to our next Tuesday, the 17th. We're going to do the live webinar. Okay?
Wonderful. I look forward to it.
All right, Chris. Thanks for calling in.
It's my pleasure, Ricky. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm, bye. So we just had Chris Donatelli, the business development manager from Royal Caribbean, talking about new things that's going on with Royal Caribbean. One of the things that she talked about was their private island, Coco Cay, which is a destination all by itself. And all the things that you can do at the private island, you can spend the whole day there. So as we get back to sailing again, Royal Caribbean will be sailing to the private island, Coco Cay, which has a host of things that you can do. But one of the things that they suggest, the number one tip if you're going to the Coco Cay, is that you wake up early and that you get the beverage package and the Wi-Fi package. So if you get those two, when you get to the island, when you get to the private island, you can drink everything you want. It won't cost you anything. And you can also use your Wi-Fi. There's a whole host of things to do. And if you join us next Tuesday at 7:30, Chris will go into more detail about all the different things you can do at this particular private island. And I'm putting together a cruise in 2022 that will be on the Ovation of the Seas. It is still May 13th right now. I'm trying to figure out the pricing. but it'll be on the Ovation of the Seas, and we'll talk about that next Tuesday. But just so you know, the Quantum of the Seas, it offers you Alaska family adventures in a class of their own. You can spend a week exploring some of the North's most captivating destinations with everybody in your family. And the Ovation of the Sea, again, will be week-long. It sails in 2022. It also sails in 2021. This has been going on for a while. But just so you know, Alaska is America's last frontier. Alaska is the largest state in the United States by area. It's the seventh largest subnational division in the world. It is the third least populous and the most sparsely populated of the 50 states. And the estimated population in 2015 was 738,432. Most of Alaska's residents live within the Anchorage metropolitan area. Alaska's economy is dominated by fishing, natural gas, oil, and other resources. There's military bases there, and also tourism is huge there also. It is located in the northwest extremity of North America. And one of the things I look forward to cruising out of Vancouver to Alaska. But look up in the sky. It's a superhero travel with Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And join us for a live webinar with Royal Caribbean next Tuesday at 7:30. You can go to our Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel, and everything will be on there.
We'll be coming to